Hey folks, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer here. Let's talk patents. Let's talk being genius about your patent. So you're a startup, you have a fantastic idea. But are you actually creating your own competition? Are you enabling somebody to take your idea and run with it and leave your company in the dust? That's what we're going to be talking about next, right after this.
Patents are big business, and if you want to play with the big boys, then you need a solid and profitable patent strategy. Whether you're a startup or ongoing business concern, don't just give away your highly valuable ideas only to benefit your competition. Protect yourself and your future. Contrary to what you may believe, patents aren't for fighting. They are for winning and forcing even the biggest of companies into friendly strategic relationships. When it comes to patent warfare, there is only one general patent of patents. The author and chief strategist of the world-renowned picket fence patenting principle. The one patent genius you need to know. Now, let's get in the trenches with your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
I'm going to use an example that is personal to me because not too long ago, I was in Los Angeles. Imagine me being in Los Angeles and I'm right down there at Venice Beach and you're watching all the pretty bodies roller skate by, and right there off the beach in a kind of a nondescript building on the side is the offices of Snap. Now, you know Snapchat and those guys. Well, think about it this way. I had a discussion with an executive at Snap saying, why did you allow Instagram to steal your brilliant idea? He kind of looked at me like I was nuts and go, what are you talking about? And I said, well, let me give you an example. You know, when you came out with lenses, you know, the features of lenses are where when you look at your mobile phone and you can put the little birdies flying around your head or put on rabbit or dog ears or a mustache or a beard, you know, they lay that filter, that lens over it that changes the way you look. Well, Snap innovated that. 70 million people used that interesting function. Another one they did was that instant kind of story. You know, the story appears and then it goes away. It's called stories. 200 million people did that. But I asked this executive, this high-level executive, why did you let Instagram steal that from you? And I specifically pointed out lenses. That was yours. You did it. And you only taught them to do it. And his response to me was really telling about the company. See, the company, when it came out, it debuted, it was like a $30 billion company. And right now, it's struggling to stay at $14 billion in valuation. If you actually ran the numbers at the height of their stock value, they put 0.001% towards their IP. Really? Upside down. Why would you build something that would turn into a $30 billion juggernaut when you would put 0.001% to perfect their intellectual property strategy? They just literally gave it away. So I asked him, why'd you do that? And his answer was,
you're listening to Patent Warfare, the war of a thousand paper cuts.
They just literally gave it away. So I asked him, why'd you do that? And his answer was, well, Instagram does different lenses than we do. See, the mentality was they created just those lenses and they thought just that way. They did not think about the fact that they were going to innovate inside an industry and everybody would copy that technique. It's kind of the difference between patenting the product and patenting the money. They just kind of thought of it, well, we did bunny ears and they did fox ears. And so that was completely different and they did it. Well, Instagram ran off and left Snap in the dirt with those lenses when they could have owned it. That's the lesson for you to learn. When you innovate and do cool things, do not forget your intellectual property strategy. If you're truly doing something different, then defend it from others taking it, cloning it, and duplicating it, running with it. All kinds of things can be patented. So do not innovate only to allow your competitions to duplicate you and beat you at it by doing it better. If you truly believe you have an innovation, then you must open the door to the market and run with it, but you must slam that competitive door at the exact same time, or you could end up like Snap, come out with a bang at $30 billion and be worth less than half that because you didn't pay attention and you just taught your competitors to do it. Until next time, this is Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. Get smart about your patents.
You're listening to Patent Warfare, the War of a Thousand Paper Cuts.